And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on this show, I'm just going to be kind of blunt and upfront with you and just tell you that it's my birthday week. I turned 60 a couple days ago, and I'm just kind of embracing it. I'm just kind of rolling with the punches, if you will, because I've never been 60 before in my life. As a matter of fact, there were times in my life where I thought that I would never live to the age of 60. So why did I think that at certain times in my life? Well, there were certain times in my life when I was in something called harm's way, and the bad guys had an opportunity to take me out of life. Another time that occurred to me in my life was the time that I had a heart attack. So, I mean, I could have died. I could have died at the age of 57 from that heart attack. That was an opportunity for life to take me out. There have been other opportunities where I could have been taken out. When I was much younger, I had an attitude which was, well, I'll just tell you my catchphrase. I mean, this is kind of the thing that I live by. Live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse. Now, I know some of you in the audience are going, oh, Al, that is terrible. It's terrible that you thought that way. But you got to remember, I was like in my 20s. I felt like I was invincible. I was in the United States Army. I was doing a lot of cool stuff. We were not necessarily at war at that time. So serving the Army was kind of fun. We used to do some fun things. And I enjoyed my life. I enjoyed my body in my 20s because I felt like I was invincible. But some of the things that I did could have taken me out. Like, I used to love doing double diamond, black diamond skiing. Yeah, I was one of those nut jobs that would go down the side of a mountain that really, there was barely any side of the mountain. But I found that to be fun. I did. I found that to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I could have crashed. I could have burned. I could have, like, hurt myself really bad. Fortunately, I did not do that. But, you know, there were threats there that could have taken me out. So now that I'm testing out the waters of being age 60, I don't live by that mantra anymore. I don't live by the mantra of live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse because, well, I don't even know how to live fast anymore because I've kind of done all the things that I really wanted to do in life. So now I'm just really just enjoying what life has to offer me. I do want to experience what it's like growing older. I do know that my body is slowing down. My metabolism is much slower today than it was 40 years ago. I do know that, you know, there are some systems in my body that are causing me problems. I basically spent my entire 50s dealing with health issues. So I'd like to put all those health issues behind me. And I know all you guys that are older than me are going, dude, you have no idea of what is yet to come. But there was a time in my life I did live according to how much money that I brought into the house. And I put my hands together and I prayed that nothing bad would happen to me that month so that I could at least sustain my household through the entire month and not run out of money. Yet, I was always one major expense away from financial Armageddon. And I think many of you are in that particular situation. Now, you don't have to send me an email at askal@luinc.com and fess up to me. That's totally fine. But if you do have a real estate related question, shoot it to me at askal@luinc.com and I will personally answer you. Now, if you shotgun all the hosts, in other words, if you send an email and you send it to Andy, you send it to Mike, you send it to Dell, and you send it to me, what tends to happen is we kind of sit there and wait to see, okay, who's going to respond first? Because we just don't want to flood you with information. We want to make sure you're getting the information you need. So what I would recommend you do is if you do have a specific real estate related question, just send it to one of the hosts. One of us will get back to you. We will respond to you. And if you don't like the answer, well, problem is the answer is probably what you need to hear. And sometimes we can be very blunt with you. I know Dell can be very blunt with his emails. They can be very short. They can be one sentence long, and he can tell you exactly what you need to hear, and you may not like it, but that's the truth. That's the reality of it. And that ties in with the fact that I'm telling you that many of you listening to my voice are one financial problem away from a financial meltdown in your house. Let's say you need a new set of tires on your car, and you haven't budgeted for that. What does a new set of tires cost? Well, I don't know. What do tires cost? Maybe $250 a tire? So that's $1,000. So here's the point. If you're not budgeting for a $1,000 expense and you're living hand to mouth, you're living check to check, and all of a sudden your tires go bald and you need new tires on your vehicle, how do you pay for it? And what most Americans do, they whip out the plastic that's in their wallet and they put it on a credit card. And then they don't have enough money to pay that thing off at the end of the month. So what do they endure? Very high interest rates. I mean, interest rates on credit cards are ridiculous right now. I saw something where they were offering something like 19.99 to 27.99% interest, depending on what your credit rating is. And I think it's very interesting that they charge you a higher interest rate based on the fact that maybe you have a more difficult time of paying for that interest rate. I just think the whole thing is just a mess. But that's how credit card companies make their money. They make their money by charging you exorbitant interest rates. And some of you put yourself in a position where you have no choice but to put that charge on a credit card. And then because you can't pay that credit card off at the end of the month, now you're absorbing those incredible interest rates. That's not the way to live life. I actually agree with a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey when it comes to that. I think you should get yourself to a place, a financial place in your life, where you're not worried about the end of the month. You should have more money at the end of your month instead of more month at the end of your money. Does that make sense? Okay, so how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to get control of your finances. You have to take a look at what you're spending your money on. And you have to make some difficult decisions regarding, well, do I pay for this? Do I buy that? Do I do this? Yada, yada, yada. And I'm just going to tell you right out front, there are certain things that you're paying for every month that you shouldn't be paying for. I'm serious about that. Maybe you like to go out and have lavish dinners. But here's the point. If you can't afford to have those lavish dinners, why are you doing it? See, the problem is you're trying to fund a lifestyle, but you haven't created the income streams that support that lifestyle. That's what we're going to teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, it's not, let me be very clear here. We're not going to teach you how to go out and have lavish dinners, although that's a byproduct of what could happen for you. We're going to teach you how to organize your investments. We're going to teach you to stop putting money into your 401k or your IRA or relying on a pension, because those things don't work. They are doomed to fail you. They're nothing but glorified savings accounts, and they're designed so that you build up a big bag of money, you pick a random number out of your future life, let's call it 67, because that's what the Social Security Administration says is the retirement age right now. So you retire at the age of 67, you draw your Social Security, and you try and live off Social Security, can't do it. So what do? You turn to that bag of money, you pull money out of that bag of money, and you use that to offset your costs of living. But the problem is you don't know how long you're going to live. You have no idea how long you will live, and you're in danger of running out of money before you die. And then what happens? Well, then you're just relying on something called Social Security. So what I'm suggesting you do right now is you take a look at what you're spending your money on. You are probably spending money on stuff that you don't need to spend your money on right now. So what do you do with that money instead of spending it on lavish dinners or whatever you're spending your money on, or entertainment, or yada, yada, yada? I mean, I could go on. I could really pick on you if I wanted to pick on you, but that's not my point here. What I want you to do is I do want you to set some of that money aside. I do want you to save some of that money, because what we're going to teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited is how to actually invest. We're going to teach you how to invest that money into real assets, assets that pay you five different ways, six different ways if we're talking about multifamily assets. So why is that so important? Because what you're doing right now is you're putting money into accounts that don't pay you any money. And any interest that those accounts make, goes right back into those accounts. You don't get to share in the windfall of what those interest payments could do for you. In other words, what I'm pointing out is that when I invest in real estate, it pays me something called cash flow. Okay. Now, if you're invested in the stock market, maybe you have a stock that pays a dividend. Okay. That dividend is technically paying you cash flow, but because you have it locked up in those government sponsored or government endorsed savings accounts, that dividend has to go back into that account. You don't get to use it to offset your expenses of living. See, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you something called chunking. We're going to teach you to take advantage of the cash flow that comes from your real estate investments. And instead of blowing it on, you know, boats and jet skis and things like that, or going out to dinner, you're going to use that money to pay for your expenses of living. One asset might pay for your electricity bill. Another asset might pay for your gas and your water bill. Another asset may pay for your car payment. Another asset may pay for your insurance payment. Another asset may help to pay for your house payment. See, what you're doing is you're repurposing your money, and then you're utilizing your money appropriately so that you can get to a place of retirement. And here's the thing, I'm telling you, I'm 60, but I've been retired for the last 5 years doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me. When we come back from the break, more on this. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn for just $297 with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm trying to impart is the concept that you're probably spending money on things that support whatever lifestyle you think you're having. But the problem is you're one major expense away from financial Armageddon in your household. So what I'm suggesting you do is take a step back and take a look at the things that you're actually spending your disposable income on. Now, there are certain things that you need to pay for. I mean, there are certain ways of living in our society that we all do that we all have to pay for. And one of those things is your personal residence. Whether you own your personal residence or whether you rent your personal residence, you are going to have a monthly payment. In other words, you're going to make a payment either for rent or a mortgage payment, and that money has to come out of whatever your available disposable income is so that you can have a place to live. And then, of course, along with living in that place, you probably have utility payments, right? You have things like water. You have things like power. You might have things like natural gas. You probably have maybe a sewer connection. Depending on where you live, you may or may not pay for sewer. You know, maybe you've got a septic system, but you've got to pay to maintain that septic system. So there's still a fee for that. You know, you've got things like internet and cable TV, even though you might be doing something else with entertainment, you still pay for those things, right? So those are your basic nut of just living. Just having a place to call home costs you a certain amount of money every month. And then you have your vehicles, right? Now, I know some of you don't have vehicles, but the majority of you do have vehicles. So along with those vehicles, you have probably a mortgage on that vehicle. You have a loan payment that you make. So you make a monthly payment on that vehicle because very few people go out and pay all cash for their vehicles. It's just the way our society has morphed over time. Oh, yeah. Then there's a little thing called putting clothes on your back, right? Many of you are trying to live a lifestyle that you think you need to have at your current age in life because everybody else seems to have that same lifestyle. And I'm here to tell you, that is stinking thinking. That is a terrible way to look at it. You need to start looking at your expenses of life based on what does it really cost you to live? And then you need to start thinking about, what if I took my money instead of shoving it into a 401k or an IRA, what if I put that money into a real estate asset, an asset that actually paid me five different ways, in the form of cash flow, in the form of equity capture, in the form of principal pay down, in the form of natural appreciation, in the form of tax advantages that are beneficial to the real estate investor, not the real estate flipper, but the real estate investor. See, this is how you can get yourself to a place of retirement. Earlier in the show, I mentioned to you this concept of chunking, where you go out and you buy a real estate asset, and then whatever money that real estate asset produces in the form of cash flow, you use that money to pay something that's a normal expense of living. Now, you're not going to get yourself retired with one real estate asset. I think there are very few people out there that could actually get that done. You're probably going to need in the neighborhood of, 10 single family houses. Maybe you need 20 single family houses. Maybe you need 30 single family houses. Maybe you need a 40 unit apartment community. I don't know your particular situation. I don't know your particular income stream that you're trying to replace. What I'm suggesting to you, though, is that what you're doing for retirement, it ain't working. It's not working. This whole concept of keeping up with the Joneses is terrible. Stop doing it. Stop worrying. You know, that's ego-based, right? You do know that. You do know that you do a lot of these things based on the fact that you want other people to think that you're successful. And here's the thing. And I'm going to call you out. I am going to call you out. I don't think you're successful if you're still working a 9-to-5. I don't. And I don't care how big your 401k is. I don't care how big your IRA is. I don't care how big your forced savings accounts are. I don't think you're successful. I think what you're doing is you're doing what society wants you to do. You're just a cog in the machine. You're just an indentured servant to the man. That's exactly what you are. You're trading time for money to buy stuff that's not getting you to a place of financial freedom. So why do you keep doing that? Because you're conditioned to do that. Everybody at your workplace is doing the same thing. You're just going with the flow. It's a herd mentality. You need to stop that stuff. That stuff will not get you to a place of retirement. So what gets you to a place of retirement? Buying one single piece of real estate. One single piece of real estate breaks the chain. It breaks the flow of what you're doing because now you are focused on something different, which is considered an asset that you control, not an asset that controls you. Does that make sense? So check this out. Here's a single family house that came into my inbox on my birthday, and it's just a little two bedroom, one bath house in a place called Kansas City, Missouri. This property is 99 years old. And some of you, as soon as I told you it was 99 years old, you just went, oh, that's a terrible property. It's way too old. Why do you think it's too old? I mean, it's actually survived 99 years on this planet. It hasn't fallen down. It hasn't broken apart. It is in existence, and it's something that you can buy. Now, it's not the biggest property in the world. It's only 922 square feet. But when you consider the size of most apartments that most people rent, most apartments are like in the 800 square foot range. Okay, so this particular property is 922 square feet. It's two bedrooms, one bath. It replicates what you can get in an apartment. So it becomes attractive for people that want to get out of apartment living because they're tired of having people on the other side of their wall. This particular property has its own yard. You don't have to share a common area with anyone else. But here's the point. You're not going to live there at all. You're going to rent this property out to somebody who's looking to potentially transfer out of being an apartment dweller into being a home dweller. Does that make sense? So this property is for you, but it's not for you. Does that make sense? Okay, so check it out. This particular property, it's in bad shape. It needs a lot of work. There's a lot of deferred maintenance on this property. Do you have $100,000? Now, most of you are scratching your head and going, no. And some of you are going, well, I've got $100,000 in my 401k. All right, well, cash out your 401k and let's buy this property. But here's the thing. I don't want you to pay $100,000 of cash for the property. What I want you to do is pay a lot less money. because what we're going to do is we're going to look at what this property is really worth when you fix it all up. All fixed up, comparable properties are trading for $225,000 in this particular neighborhood. But because this property is so distressed, it's in such bad shape, you can buy it for 44 cents on the dollar. In other words, you can buy it for $100,000. But you're not going to write a check for $100,000. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Now, I mentioned this property, it's kind of ate up, right? It needs some work. It needs about $65,000 worth of work. It needs a full makeover. It really does. It needs to be brought up to 2024 standards because this thing was built in 1925 and it looks like it was built 1925 and it looks like, you know, somebody just didn't really take care of it over the last 99 years. So it needs things like new flooring. It needs interior paint. It needs an HVAC system. It needs a new roof. The floor itself, it seems to be in pretty decent shape. I mean, the property's in Kansas City, Missouri, so they don't necessarily deal with the same kind of foundation issues that we deal with down here in Texas. But at the end of the day, it's going to need an appliance package. It needs a kitchen makeover. The bathrooms need to be updated. Well, the bathrooms, there's only one bathroom, okay? But that one bathroom needs to be updated, okay? The exterior, it needs a full makeover too. It needs paint. It needs, there's some cosmetic things that need to be fixed on the exterior to make this property look great. So it's going to take about $65,000 to do that, and it's going to take another $10,000 in closing and holding costs to complete the package. So you're going to need about $75,000 there. So right there, you're going to need $175,000. And some of you are thinking, I don't have $175,000 in cash. And I'm here to tell you, you don't need $175,000 in cash. How much do you need? Well, if you use a hard money lender, like the ones that we have on our vendor list at Lifestyles Unlimited, you're only going to pay, are you sitting down? $16,000. Yeah, you heard me correctly. $16,000 is the cash out of pocket because that hard money loan is going to give you 70% of the after repair value of $225,000. Okay, so it's going to cover almost all of your acquisition costs, and it's going to cover almost all of your rehab and closing and holding costs. The only thing that it doesn't cover is $16,000. So that's the check you're going to have to write in order to acquire this property and rehab this entire property. $16,000. So the question I have for you is this. Do you have $16,000 available to you? Now, some of you do. Some of you don't. For those of you that do, you could buy this property. You could buy this property and you could start your path to real estate retirement. I'm serious about that. Now, what about those of you that don't have the $16,000? This goes back to the comments that I made earlier in the show where you're probably spending your money on things that you shouldn't be spending your money on. You need to start saving your money. And when I say saving your money, I mean don't put it in the 401k. Don't put it in the IRA. If you get a bonus, don't shove it into those things. Keep that money set aside because when you have that $16,000 available to you, you too could buy this particular property. Now, this particular property pays you cash flow of $174 per month. Now, that's a little bit below the threshold that I like to see. I like to see a minimum of $200 a month in cash flow, but it's still producing over $2,000 per year in cash flow that you can use to offset your bills. So here's a question I have for you. What bill in your household is costing you $175? Now, some of you would say, well, that's my electric bill right there. Okay. So this particular property, when you buy it and you fix it up and you rent it out and it starts paying you $174 per month, you use that $174 to offset your electric bill. That's one bill you don't have to worry about every month. And then you start building up your savings so that you can buy the second property. And maybe that second property is in Kansas City, Missouri, too. And maybe it was built in 1950. And maybe this one's a little bit bigger. Maybe it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. And it's 1,350 square feet. Okay? And maybe this one requires you to come out of pocket $22,000. But I don't have $22,000. Well, keep setting money aside. That's the point I'm trying to make. Because when you buy this property with $22,000 down, you're not actually putting $22,000 down. That's the amount of money that's coming out of your pocket. In essence, what you're buying now is a property that's worth $165,000 all fixed up, but you're only paying $72,000 for the property because this second property is also distressed. This second property is going to require about $59,000 in rehab costs, plus another $10,000 in closing and holding costs. But you're only going to come out of pocket $22,000 to buy this property. And this particular property is going to throw off cash flow of $364 per month. When you annualize that, that works out to be a little bit over $4,300 per year. That's pretty good, right? So here's the question I have for you. What expense do you have in your household bills that costs you $364? Now, some of you are going, well, that's my car payment. Well, there you go. Now you have a house paying for your car. And here's the beautiful thing. When your car gets paid off, you can use that money to pay something else in your life. This is how we do it as real estate investors. Now, let me go back to that first property, because what I didn't tell you is the amount of equity that you're going to capture in that first property. Remember, that property is worth $225,000 and you're buying it for $100,000. You're going to capture $50,000 in equity in that first property, meaning that your all-in costs are only $175,000, but the ARV, the after repair value, in other words, what it's worth in the marketplace all fixed up, is $225,000. You're capturing an additional $50,000 in equity. That works out to be a 312% return on investment just on the capital gain. And on the second property, the second house that I was talking to you about, that one has an ARV of $165,000, but you're only paying $72,000 to buy the property. You're capturing equity in that second property of almost $25,000. That's an additional $25,000 that goes on your balance sheet. So between these two particular properties, you've captured equity of $75,000. That $75,000 didn't cost you any money to obtain. And all you've come out of pocket to spend for these two properties is less than $40,000. Now, some of you are going, wow, $40,000. I don't have $40,000. Well, why don't you take a look at your 401k? Why don't you take a look at your IRA? How much money do you have in there? Because I'll tell you, the game plan that you're following with those financial instruments is doomed to fail you. Did you know that there are Lifestyles Unlimited vendors that can help you take your money out of those accounts? Now, you're going to pay the taxes on that money. There's no getting around paying the taxes. Whenever you take the money out of those accounts, you're going to pay taxes. But here's the thing. They can help you avoid the penalty. So there's no 10% penalty. Now, there's certain conditions that you have to meet. There are certain places you have to live that doesn't work in all places in the country. And it doesn't work on all 401ks or all IRA instruments, but it works on the majority of them. So you're saving 10% in penalty. So what I'm suggesting is that you tap into that money, you pull that money out, and you start buying assets that start paying you five different ways. And I've only talked to you about the two different ways that we make money in real estate with the cash flow and the equity capture. You're still going to get the benefits of principal pay down. You're going to get the benefits of natural appreciation. And then you're going to get the benefits of the tax benefits that we as real estate investors get because, well, that's what real estate investors get. It's the way the tax laws are laid out. I didn't make the laws, but I follow the laws. And you know what I'm going to get? If I held these two properties, if I held them for a period of 5 years, and I take a look at the five different ways I make money on these properties are poised to return a net total return of almost 400% return on investment. You heard me correctly, 400% return on investment. And all it cost me was less than $40,000 in order to buy these assets. And here's the thing. You could buy more assets if you have even more money sitting in those 401ks or those IRAs. Many of you have enough money sitting in those accounts that you could actually get yourself to a place of retirement in the next year. And the reason I say in the next year is because it's going to take you about a year in order to acquire all the properties that you need to acquire. But once you have an idea, once you have a vision, once you have a game plan, once you understand that your money's not making you any money in the vehicle that it's in currently, and you can repurpose that money into real estate, you can change the trajectory of your life and you can get yourself retired in a period of 5 years or less. I have been retired for the last 5 years, and I am loving it. I am absolutely loving it, and I am looking forward to my 60s and being retired and enjoying what everything retirement can do for me. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.